Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. Today's verse is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. It says, "But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." This verse, I remember this verse from two specific sources. The first one is when I was a little kid, I had some posters on my wall, and one right next to my bed was this poster. It was a eagle soaring, and there was this verse right there. And so I remember going to bed at night, I would read that verse over and over and over again. And then there's another source. It was from a church that we went to back in the 80s. And there was this old song that, "Oh, run and not grow weary. I'll walk and not be faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait." I remember those things so vividly and so clearly. But man, isn't this verse such a powerful verse for us in this specific day and age? When it seems like all the culture around us is moving fast, and it seems like our lives are never going to slow down. I think that the rate at which time goes past nowadays, I used to think time went so slowly, but maybe it's because I'm older and I have more things to do in my life, but it just seems like time moves so much faster. And we don't really have built into our psyche, especially in the Western culture, especially as Americans, to wait on anything. On anything. I mean, we expect things to happen instantly. You know, it's not enough for us to wait for an image to load. We want to be able to click it and load it instantly. So we'll pay more for internet access so we have faster speeds, or we upgrade to the new phone because we definitely want the phone that's faster. I mean, imagine going into a drive-thru and not getting your food within 10 minutes. You're going to blow your top. I know it. Well, maybe that's just, okay. We're going to move past that. But waiting is not something that we are accustomed to doing. But the Bible promises right here that if we will wait on the Lord, He'll renew our strength. Now, I think a part of why we need strength renewed by waiting on God is because we are expending so much strength doing all the things that we're doing in life. And you know something? That doesn't mean that everything we're doing is bad stuff. In fact, there are a lot of things that people do that are good things, but they are so loaded up that they get exhausted and they get to the end of their rope. And, you know, even God took a rest. I mean, honestly, when's the last time you actually took a Sabbath like the Bible commands us to? When's the last time you actually spent a full 24-period cycle without working? I bet it's been a long time for you. You may say, I don't think... I've ever done that because, if I work my day job and I get home, I got to do work at home. I get it. I'm not judging because in many ways, I'm just as guilty. But waiting on the Lord is when our strength is renewed. So what does that mean to wait on the Lord? Well, what does that look like? Well, if you're not spending time with Him regularly, then you need to be doing that. I mean, there's so much that you can get from your relationship with God in those moments. And you know something, friend, you don't have to say a word. Like, sometimes we think that we have to just fill up that time with yapping. But sometimes we just need to shut up, man, and just be quiet and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. And here's what the rest of the verse says. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You know, there's a Bible verse that talks about riches that are gained without sorrow. And I kind of think the principle of that applies in this as well. If you just go and go and go and you never stop, you never give yourself time to listen to the Lord, you never give yourself time to wait on the Lord, you may seem like you're getting more done, but what cost is it? At what cost are you getting more done? Is it at the cost of your soul? I mean, my goodness, this is something that I've had to evaluate in my own life over the course of the last several weeks. A great book, Replenished, by a guy named Lance Witt. I definitely encourage you to check that out. Really challenged me about running so quickly to do all these great things for God, but neglecting my own soul in the process. And when we are just speeding along through life and not waiting on the Lord, it seems like we're getting a lot done, but it's costing us our soul in the process. We're eating ourselves up as fuel. And what God's saying is, listen, I know you got a lot to do, but if you want to soar, if you want to run and not grow weary, if you want to walk and not be faint, if you want to live the life I've called you to and accomplish the things I've asked you to accomplish and not be broken and spent up at the end of the day, then here's what I need you to do. Just stop. Wait. Be calm. Turn off the radio on the way home. Give me a chance to speak to you. Give me a chance to pour out my spirit in your heart. I know you think you have to go, go, go to get things done. But here's the thing. You've tried that for a long time. How about you try something else? How about you try this? How about just wait on the Lord? Let him renew your strength. Begin to soar like an eagle. Begin to run and not grow weary. Begin to walk and not be faint. I promise you, the best way to get things done isn't by running, running, running. It's by waiting, waiting, waiting. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.